Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
in. All right, let's start the show.
Hello. There once was a cat who made the acquaintance of a mouse, and it talked so much about its great love and friendship for it that the mouse finally agreed to share a house and the housekeeping with the cat. "We must make provision for the winter," said the cat, "otherwise we'll suffer from hunger. You little mouse, you can't venture everywhere, and one of these days you'll fall into a trap." They acted on this good plan and bought a pot of fat, though they didn't know where to put it. Finally, after long reflection, the cat said, "I know of nowhere it might be kept more safely than in church. In the church, no one dares to take anything away from there. Let's put it under the altar and not touch it till we need it." So the pot of fat was put away safely. It wasn't long, though, before the cat got a craving for it, and he said to the mouse, "As I was about to say, mouse, I've been asked by my cousin to stand sponsor. She's given birth to a son, white with brown spots, and I'm glad to stand sponsor for him. Let me go out today, and you look after the house yourself." "Yes, of course," answered the mouse. "For goodness sake, go along, and if you eat something good, think of me. I, too, should very much like a drop of the sweet red christening wine." But all this was quite untrue. The cat had no cousin, had not been asked to stand sponsor. Instead, the cat went right to the church, sneaked off to the pot of fat, began to lick it, and licked the top layer off the fat. Then it took a walk over the roofs of the town, enjoyed the view, finally stretched out in the sun, and licked its whiskers every time it thought of the pot of fat that it just had. The cat didn't come back until nightfall. "Well, here you are, back again," said the mouse. "You've no doubt had a splendid day." "It wasn't bad," answered the cat. "What name did they give the child?" asked the mouse. "Top layer off," said the cat, rather dryly. "Top layer off," exclaimed the mouse. "That's a strange and very odd name. Is it common in your family to name a cousin Top Layer Off?" "What of it?" said the cat. "It's no worse than Crumb Thief,
your godmother's name."
Not long afterward, the cat got a fresh craving. It said to the mouse, "You must do me a favor of once more attending the house alone. I've been asked to be a sponsor a second time, and since the child has a white ring around its neck, I just can't refuse." The good mouse consented, but the cat snuck up behind the wall to the church and ate up half of the pot of fat now. "Nothing tastes better," the cat said, "than what one eats oneself." And the cat was quite content with its day's work. When it came home, the mouse asked, "What name did they give this child?" "Half gone," answered the cat, rather dryly again. "Half gone? Not really. I've never heard this name in all my life," said the mouse. "I bet it's not in any regular list of names." The cat's mouth soon watered again for the delicacy. "All good things go by threes," it said to the mouse. "Now I am again to stand sponsor to a child. The child's all black, and only its paws are white. Otherwise, there's not a white hair on its body. Such a thing occurs only once every few years. You'll surely let me go today and stand sponsor for my cousin." "Top layer off, half gone," answered the mouse. "Those are such curious names, and they give me such thought for food, and such food for thought. There you sit at home with your dark gray woolen coat and your long pigtail," said the cat, "and you get notions that come from not going out in the daytime." In the cat's absence, the mouse tidied the house and set it in order, but the cat, with its taste for dainties, emptied the pot this time completely. "Only when it's all gone is one at rest," the cat said to itself, and fat and full on the fat, it didn't come home till after nightfall. The mouse at once asked the name given to the third child when the cat got back. "You probably won't like it either," said the cat. "It's All Gone is the name." "All gone," exclaimed the mouse. "That is a most suspicious name. I've never seen that in print. All gone. What could that possibly mean?" said the mouse. It shook its head, it rolled itself into a ball, and it lay down to sleep. Full on fat, that nasty cat. From now on, the cat was no longer asked to stand sponsor for any cousins. However, when winter came and there was nothing to eat and there was nothing to be found outdoors, the mouse often thought of their store of fat and said, "Hey, cat, let's go to that pot of fat we saved up for the winter. It'll taste really good." "Yes, indeed," answered the cat. You'll relish it as much as if you stuck out your tongue out the window. The cat and the mouse set out, and when they arrived, there was the pot where they had left it, only it was completely empty. Oh, no, said the mouse. Wait a second. Now I see what happened. Now it's as clear as day. You are really a true friend to me, cat. You ate everything up while you were standing sponsor for your cousins. First, top layer off, and then half gone, and then... Will you be still, cried the cat. One more word and I'll eat you up. No sooner had it said, all gone, than the cat made a jump at the mouse, seized the mouse, and swallowed it up whole. That's the end, and that's the way the world goes. You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just up? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid?
It's January 20th, 2021. A lot of people have been waiting for this day for a long time, and I wanted to give you my personal thoughts on this today on time travel. This is what I think. I think what's going on is...
Silence! A message from the king! A message from the king! A message from the king!
The price of my love is not a price that you're willing to pay. You cry in your tea, which you hurl in the sea when you see me go by. Why so sad? Remember we made an arrangement when you went away. Now you're making me mad. Remember, despite our estrangement, I'm your man. You'll be back Soon you'll see, you remember you belong to me. You'll be back, time will tell. You remember that I served you well. Oceans rise, empires fall. We have seen each other through it all. And when push comes to shove, I will send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love. Da 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 da. Subject, my sweet submissive subject, my loyal royal subject, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. You'll be back like before. I will fight the fight and win the war. For your love, for your praise, and I'll love you till my dying days. When you're gone, I'll go mad. So don't throw away this thing we had. Cause when push comes to shove, I will kill your friends and family to remind you of my love. Da 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 da. Da 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 ya da 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 ya da 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 ya da 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 da. Everybody, da 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 ya da 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 ya da 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 ya da 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 da.
Okay, so like I was saying, it's been a crazy year and we're only in January. And I think the way that things are going to go this year, we're going to have a whole lot of trouble with...
Front page full time.
bag, send a stick of 2 cents in it, you know when to leave it alone. But you went over the line, you couldn't see it was time to go home. No, 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 you had to be a big shot, did you? You had to open up your mouth. You had to be a big shot, did you? All your friends were so knocked out. You had to have the last word last night. So much fun to be around. You had to have the white hot spotlight. You had to be a big shot last night.
Is how they predicted the end of the world coming in 2021. Again, the religious right and the great thinkers and the astrologers all said the same thing. What they said is we're going to look forward to a lot of
the government totally sucks, you motherfucker. The government totally sucks. Ben Franklin was a rebel indeed. He liked to get naked while he smoked on the weed. He was a genius, but if he was here today, the government would f*** him up his righteous aid. Now let me tell you something about the government. They're f***ing up the environment.
Say what?
They're taking all the f***ing beautiful animals.
Yeah?
And making them f***ing extinct.
Oh, no!
The government totally sucks, you motherfucker. The government totally sucks. The government totally sucks.
Cause the land of love and freedom
is just a baby's breath away.
And if we hold hands together, we can bring back the USA. The USA.
Everybody knows you've been discreet, but there were
so many people you just had to meet without your clothes. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. And everybody knows that it's now or never. Everybody knows that it's me or you. And everybody knows that you live forever. Oh, when you've done a line or two. Everybody knows the deal is rotten. Old Black Joe still picking cotton for your ribbons and bows. And everybody knows. And everybody knows that the plague is coming. Everybody knows that it's moving fast. Everybody knows that the naked man and woman are just a shining artifact of the past. Everybody knows. Scene is dead, but there's gonna be a meter on your bed that will disclose what everybody knows. And everybody knows that you're in trouble. Everybody knows what you've been through. From the bloody cross on top of Calvary to the beach in Malibu. Everybody knows it's coming upon. Take one last look at this sacred heart before it blows. And everybody knows. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Along with horseback riding, cable TV, and the sun going down on a Thursday. You're listening to Time Travel with Chris Earle on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. There's 14 people in the world, only 14. That actually understand what's going to happen. I'm going to explain it. I'm going to give you the list. Here's the list of 14 people that you should listen to in the upcoming years. Number one is...
Hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill. Hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill.
He went out tiger hunting. His little American bullet-headed Saxon mother's son.
All the children sing.
Hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill. Hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill.
Deep in the jungle.
Captain Marvel zapped him right between the eyes.
All the children sing.
Hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill. Hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill?
looks could kill, it would have been us instead of him.
All the children sing,
hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill, hey, Bungalow Bill, was it your thrill? Bungalow Bill, hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill, hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill? Bungalow Bill, hey, Bungalow Bill, what did you kill?
Good evening. I'm Richard Cheese, and you're lounging against the machine on Time Travel with Chris Earle on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Thank you. Good night.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes in airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. eye of a hurricane. Listen to yourself churn. World serves its own needs. Don't misserve your own needs. Feed it up a knock speed. Grunt no, strength no. Ladder clatter, fear fight. Down hide, vitriolic, patriotic, slam fight. Bright light feeling, pretty psyched. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's that end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. The other night I tripped a nice continental drift, divide mountains sit in a line. Leo, Len, Les, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly beans, boom! Symbiotic, patriotic, slam, butt neck, is that right? It's the end of the world as we know it. It is the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel
enemy. In their music, kind of rebel-rousing, they talk about, well, things like, you know, the white media's been very upset about some of the things you say in your songs. The way to get them caused me a little very upset by the things you're saying. It's on the air. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes.
I've seen these guys. I saw them warm up for the Beastie Boys last year.
How were they?
How were they? I thought it was one of the most appalling things I have ever seen. There were two gentlemen in cages on either side of the stage with fake Uzis. There were, Jesus, it was unbelievable. And when I see somebody who's wearing one of their shirts, I think that they're scum too.
Hello?
Yes, dear neighbor.
The full effect, brother!
Hello?
Yes, dear neighbor. Neighbor.
Yeah, why do you even pay homage to these people by putting these monkeys on?
Hello? Hello?
He doesn't have the guts to tell him that he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Hello?
Yes, you need it. Yes, you need it.
Terminator X.
Thank you. The Terminator X is one of the members of the group. On the air. On the air. On the air.
Go back to Africa?
Okay, we're going to, believe me, when we go to these phones, people are going to tell you to do just that, Chuck. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, Alan, I think that white liberals like yourself have difficulty understanding that Chuck's views represent the frustrations of the majority of black youth out there today.
I do understand that.
Yeah, but before he came on, you were branding...
Well, if you had read the stuff I'd read about him and the way he's been portrayed in the American press...
The year is 2020, the number. Another summer, get down. Sound of the funky drummer. Music ain't in the heart, cause I know you got soul.
The information age got him seeing what's really wrong with these racist days. I honor the strong and pity the weak. Your thoughts run your life, be careful what you think. Haiti beat France in century 17. Salute Toussaint and Dessalines. And I do love France, know what I mean? It's a system I'm talking, nobody's agreeing. They say it's suicide when dead bodies are swinging. Cowards are hunting black men, that's what I'm seeing. How many toasters have been burnt down? And once Central Park was a thriving black town. Yo, Chuck, I'm fighting the power right now. Thanks to you, Flav and P.E. putting it down. Putting your life on the line so I can rap now. The next generation still singing, fight the power.
Fight the power!
Policing they Wayne, 6-9 over the law. Yeah. Wanna give a short stick, but we really need a long. To the boys in the hood, ducking bullets and batons. From boys in the hood, triple K's on their arm. Four fingers on my palm, screaming fight. Change the policy, defund, buy back our property. Yeah. You love Black Panther, but not Fred Hampton. Word to the Howards and the Aggies and the Hamptons. Yeah. They book us, won't book us, I'm Booker. T. Washington, George Hill, 420. Think about it, that's 2,000 pennies. The value black life, the cost of going to Wendy's for a four-quarter burger. Ended in murder. Fight for Brianna in the pain of her mama. Gotta fight
the power.
Yeah, generations is how long we've been at war. The revolution on all platforms. You break a man's mind and it's back. Your solidarity is what I'm wearing all black for. For comrades who don't fought without me, it's not to try and change our thoughts about me or to redirect your reports about me. Dear white people, you should take a course about me. Cause is it the long ding-a-ling, four-finger ring? The sciences of the arts, the songs we can sing? I really wanna know why y'all so scared. Probably cause the promised land, we almost there. But look, I think of images that fuel my youth. Interviews by Craig Hodges and Abdul Raouf. Examples like Olympic black power salutes and panther truths. I saw as I pursued my truth. If racism is a cancer, black thoughts the answer. Gotta get up off the back porch. Emancipate your mind, get your bodies back from ransom.
Come on.
And all black hands up for the anthem.
Yo, check this out, man.
Bring that beat back,
bring
man.
Bring that beat back.
Three, two, three, four, hit it.
People stronger than this evil, smashing your power structure, melanin Royal Rico. System designed to kill and unprotect. Worldwide hit the streets just to get some respect. Our fight and our rights for freedom will never waver. Justice Breonna Taylor, salute Chuck and Flavor. Feel the same anger since Radio Raheem died. Black power to the people, push forward pride.
Fighting power like it's an octo. Born to fight, I made it off the block though. Thought he had a gun and he was black, that's the combo. The police killed George having a convo. They killed Malcolm X, they killed Dr. King. They gave us guns and dope, they wanna stop our kings. Trying to erase our history, stop and think. History class ain't tell us about Juneteenth. Cops don't give a damn about a Negro. Pull a trigger, kill a Negro, he's a key, bro. Living life on welfare. The last one who cared was Obamacare. Round 12, nose kinda bloody, gotta keep fighting. Trump through the North Korea, they respect violence. If you ain't tryna have your city on fire, put some respect on our name. We come from gold and diamonds.
Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power. We got to fight the powers that be. Elvis was a hero the most, but he never meant to me. You see, straight up racist, a sucker was simple and plain. Cause I'm black and I'm proud, I'm ready, I'm hyper, I'm amped. Most of my heroes don't appear in no stamp. Sample all the back, you look and find nothing but rating for 400 years if you check.
Don't worry, be happy.
Was a number one jam. Damn if I said you could slap me right here. Get it.
Let's get this party started right.
Right on, come on. What we got to say? How do the people know the lay? Make everybody see in order to fight the powers that be.
Let's put a smile on that face.
And...
why so serious?
As your body grows bigger,
your mind must flower.
It's great to learn,
cause knowledge is power.
In Schoolhouse Rockin', the chip on the block of your favorite Schoolhouse Rock.
Woo. You sure gotta climb a lot of steps to get to this Capitol building here in Washington. Well, I wonder who that sad little scrap of paper is.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the Capitol City. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
Gee, Bill, you certainly have a lot of patience and courage.
Well, I got this far. When I started, I wasn't even a bill. I was just an idea. Some folks back home decided they wanted a law passed, so they called their local congressman, and he said, "You're right, there ought to be a law." Then he sat down and wrote me out and introduced me to Congress, and I became a bill. And I'll remain a bill until they decide to make me a law. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I got as far as Capitol Hill. Well, now I'm stuck in committee, and I'll sit here and wait while a few key congressmen discuss and debate whether they should let me be a law. How I hope and pray that they will. But today I am still just a bill.
Listen to those congressmen arguing. Is all that discussion and debate about you?
Yeah, I'm one of the lucky ones. Most bills never even get this far. I hope they decide to report on me favorably, otherwise I may die.
Die?
Yeah, die in committee. Oh, but it looks like I'm going to live. Now I go to the House of Representatives and they vote on me.
If they vote yes, what happens?
Then I go to the Senate and the whole thing starts all over again.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And if they vote for me on Capitol Hill, well, then I'm off to the White House where I'll wait in a line with a lot of other bills for the president to sign. And if he signs me, then I'll be a law. How I hope and pray that he will. But today I am still just a bill.
You mean even if the whole Congress says you should be a law, the president can still say no?
Yes, that's called a veto. If the president vetoes me, I have to go back to Congress and they vote on me again, and by that time you're so old.
By that time, it's very unlikely that you become a law. It's not easy to become a law, is it?
No, but how I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
He signed your bill, now you're a law.
Oh, yes.
Can we get back to politics?
Please.
Yo. Every action has its equal opposite reaction. John Adams shat the bed. I love the guy, but he's in traction. Poor Alexander Hamilton, he is missing in action. So now I'm facing Aaron Burr with his own faction.
He's very attractive in the North. New Yorkers like his chances.
He's not very forthcoming on any particular stances.
Ask him a question that glances off, he obfuscates, he dances.
And they say I'm a Francophile. At least they know I know where France is.
Thomas, that's the problem. See, they see Burr as a less extreme you. You need to change course. A key endorsement might redeem you.
Who did you have in mind?
Don't laugh.
Who is it?
You used to work on the same staff.
What?
It might be nice, it might be nice to get Hamilton on your side.
It might be nice, it might be nice to get Hamilton on your side. Talk less, smile more. Don't let them know what you're against or what you're for. Shake hands with him. Charm her.
It's 1800. Ladies, tell your husbands, vote for Burr.
I don't like Adams.
Well, he's gonna lose. That's just defeatist.
And Jefferson?
In love with France.
Yeah, he's so elitist.
I like that Aaron Burr.
I can't believe we're here with him.
He seems approachable. Like, who could grab a beer with him?
Dear Mr. Hamilton, your fellow Federalists would like to know how you'll be voting.
It's quiet up.
Dear Mr. Hamilton, John Adams doesn't stand a chance, so who are you promoting?
It's quiet up town.
Jefferson or Burr?
Jefferson or Burr?
We know it's news.
Jefferson or Burr?
Jefferson or Burr?
But if you had to choose, dear Mr. Hamilton, Burr, John Adams doesn't stand a chance, so who are you promoting? But if you had to choose,
well, if it isn't Aaron Burr, sir.
Alexander,
you've created quite a stir, sir.
I'm going door to door.
You're openly campaigning.
Sure.
That's new.
Honestly, it's kind of draining.
Burr.
Sir.
Is there anything you wouldn't do?
No, I'm chasing what I want. And you know what?
What?
I learned that from you.
If you had to choose, if you had to choose.
It's a tie.
If you had to choose, if you had to choose.
It's up to the delegates.
If you had to choose.
It's up to Hamilton.
If you had to choose,
Jefferson or
Yeah.
Oh.
The people are asking to hear my voice.
Oh.
The country is facing a difficult choice.
Oh.
And if you were to ask me who I'd promote,
oh.
Jefferson has my vote.
Oh.
I had never agreed with Jefferson once.
Oh.
We have fought on like 75 different fronts. But when all is said and all is done, Jefferson has beliefs, Burr has none.
Well, I'll be damned, well, I'll be damned.
Hamilton's on your side.
Well, I'll be damned, well, I'll be damned.
And
you won in a landslide.
Congrats on a race well run. I did give you a fight. Uh-huh. I look forward to our partnership. Our partnership as your vice president. Yeah, right. You hear this guy? Man openly campaigns against me, talking about I look forward to our partnership.
It is crazy that the guy who comes in second gets to be vice president.
Ooh, you know what? We can change that. You know why?
Why?
Because I'm the president.
Burr, when you see Hamilton, thank him for the endorsement.
Check this out. This is Chuck D.
And this is Flavor Flav. Public Enemy is letting y'all know about Black History Month.
February is Black History Month, but we like to say that every single month we should recognize the rich culture and heritage of black people. Although the battles have not been won yet, we should be proud to take some time out this month to explore the powerful and victorious lineage of our people.
That's right, sir. Don't be a vulture. Learn your culture.
P.E. salutes the history of black people and the history that we are yet to make.
That's right. Not a mistake.
Funky, down, nasty.
Hey, listen to the man.
Well, Godfather.
Payback.
Cold blooded.
People, people, we gotta get over before we go under. Lord, Lord. People, people, we gotta get over before we go under. Hey, country, you didn't say what you meant. You just changed.
Thing to do is to follow your leaders, listen to your neighbors, listen to your friends, listen to the people that work with you. Don't have free thoughts. Don't think anything. Just turn on the TV and see what other people are saying. That's the best way to go. It's 2021. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle here with you until 7 p.m. Thanks for listening to your Freeform station, WMFO, in Medford. Happy Inauguration Day, or happy Exit Interview Day. Here's a song about a couple of fellas just having fun in the truck.
So obsessed with drama, so depressed, it's hard to sell a ticket on Broadway. Shows should be more pretty, shows should be more witty, shows should be more, what's the word?
Gay?
Exactly. No matter what you do on the stage, keep it light, keep it bright, keep it gay. Whether it's murder, mayhem, or rage, don't complain, it's a pain, keep it gay.
People want laughter when they see a show. The last thing they're after's a litany of woe.
A happy ending will pep up your play. Oedipus won't bomb
if he winds up with mom.
Keep it gay.
Keep it gay.
Keep it gay.
Couldn't agree with you more. And you have our blessings, Roger, to make springtime for Hitler just as gay as anyone could possibly want. So come on, do it for us, please.
No, I'm sorry, Max, but it's simply not my cup of tea. But still,
Fair is fair. Perhaps I should ask my production team what they think. This is my set designer, Brian.
Keep it glad, keep it mad, keep it gay.
And here's my costume designer, Kevin.
Hello.
Keep it happy, keep it snappy, keep it gay. We're clever, creative, it's our job to see that everything's perfect for Mr. Debris. Next, Scott, my choreographer.
Hi there.
And finally, last and least, my lighting designer, Shirley Mockowitz.
Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
I don't think we're getting to them. What should we do now, Max?
Watch this. Roger, listen, I think that springtime for Hitler would be a marvelous opportunity for you. I mean, up to now, you've always been associated with frivolous musicals.
You're right. I've often felt as though I've been throwing my life away on silly entertainments. Dopey showgirls in gooey gowns. 2-3, kick, turn, 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 kick, turn.
Oh, Roger.
Oh, it's enough to make you heave. Nonetheless, I'm sorry, Max, I just couldn't do springtime for Hitler.
Why not? Think of the prestige.
No.
Think of the respect.
No, no, no.
Think of the Tony.
Tony, 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 Tony.
What's the matter?
Is he all right?
He's having a stroke.
What?
Of genius.
I see it. I see it. At last, the chance to do something important.
Roger Debris presents history.
Of course, that whole second act has to be rewritten. They're losing the war. Excuse me. It's too downbeat.
Roger Debris presents history.
But maybe... Ooh, it's a wild idea, but it just might work. I see a line of beautiful girls dressed as stormtroopers, each one a gem, with leather boots and whips on their hips. It's risque, dare I say, S&M!
Love it!
I see German soldiers dancing through France, played by chorus boys in very tight pants. And wait, there's more! They win the war, and the dances they do will be daring anew. Turn, turn, kick, turn, turn, kick, turn. 1, 2, 3, kick, turn. Keep it sassy, keep it classy, keep it...
That is brilliant, brilliant. Roger, I speak for Mr. Bloom and myself when I say that you are the only man in the world who can do justice to springtime for Hitler. Will you do it, please?
Please?
Wait a minute. This is a very big decision. It might affect the course of my entire life. I shall have to think about it. I'll do it. I'll do it! Sample champagne!
Ah! If at the end you want them to cheer, keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay. Whether it's Hamlet, Othello, or Lear, keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
Comedy's joy is a constant delight. Dramas annoy us and ruin our night.
So keep your Strindbergs and Ibsens at bay.
Elizabeth Debris.
Keep it gay.
W. M. F. O.
By the way, a shoelace is very important in life, man. Psychologically, the shoelaces are against us. Have you ever thought of that? No, I mean, think about the last shoelace that popped on you. Did he warn you that he was gonna pop? No. And every time you put on a shoe, you're always going someplace. It isn't when you're taking it off that they pop. It's always that you're ready to go someplace and you say, pop, oh, you rotten. And just think how dumb you feel standing there.